Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 126 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and dear listener, I have a confession to make. I don't understand how the fuck the roll with punch mechanic works in Palladium games. I never have. You might not guess this because I've talked about it at length on this and other podcasts. It has been the dark horse winner of the contest for like my most griped about game mechanic. We discussed last time when we talked about page 125 how long it takes to run combat in a Palladium system, and roll with punch is one of the big culprits. It constitutes one of the four rolls you might have to make every action in combat. And it's an especially egregious offender because it allows you to reduce the damage of an attack that's already hit. So after you've already rolled to punch, and you've already rolled to try and fail to parry the punch, you still get one more roll to try to make the punch less effectual so that combat will go on even longer. So already it has earned my ire. But its subtler and greater offense is just how screwed up the rules are around rolling with punch. For something that you might have to do every turn in combat, it's weird that it's totally incomprehensible. But indeed, here in the combat example, which as it turns out is the main source of combat rules in this book, it's a total mess. We're informed that if an attack does blunt physical damage, like a fist, foot, club, staff, etc., then the defender can try to roll with the punch to reduce the damage. Quote, in order to roll with punch, the defender must roll a 20-sided die and equal or better the attacker's roll to strike. Successfully rolling with a punch means the character takes half damage. Now, roll with punch is presented here as just something that happens every turn. Like the rise and the set of the sun, every time we go through a Palladium round, 15 seconds of game time, it takes about an hour of real life with your bored-ass friends sitting around the kitchen table. At the end, like the return of summer, we roll with punch to see if we can halfway undo all the progress we've made toward this miserable evening being over. However, while this step-by-step instruction sequence is the primary source of organized combat rules in the game, the primary source for disorganized nitty-gritty combat rules is actually the glossary, which comes soon. Don't worry, we will get there. And having trained hard on vehicle speed tables, I will attempt to make the glossary interesting. The glossary tells us about roll with punch, very much the same thing that the step-by-step instructions do on page 125. Then when it goes on to describe the automatic roll maneuver, it says, quote, normally a character can only roll with one attack in each melee round action. With automatic roll, the character can roll away from an unlimited number of attacks. So a couple of things. First of all, in other Palladium games, it takes an action to roll with punch. That doesn't seem to be the case in Ninjas and Super Spies. However, there is a limitation on how often you can roll. And that limitation, as described only under automatic roll, by the way, so that if you don't have automatic roll, you'd never know this is in the game, is you can only do it once per melee round action. Now, only one person takes an action at a time in this system, so I can't imagine a situation where you'd ever have to roll with multiple attacks in the same action, because it's always someone's one action, right? This is a problem that comes up again and again in Ninjas and Super Spies. For example, the circular parry allows you to parry all incoming attacks regardless of direction, with no limit to the number of blows that can be parried. This seems like it only matters if there are multiple people attacking you in one action, which is not something that's in this game. So it may just be that the roll with punch rules are an artifact of the designer of the game forgetting that you can't get jumped by multiple people in one action in this game and putting in a redundant defense against a thing that can never happen. Or it might be that when he says melee round action, what he really means is melee round, and you're only meant to be able to roll with punch once per melee round, unless you have automatic roll, in which case you can do it every action of the melee round. That would be strange since you can roll with multiple things per round in other Palladium games, but then as we've already established, this doesn't work the way it does in other Palladium games for some reason. Or maybe it was meant to, but the author just didn't understand other Palladium games' combat systems. I can't imagine why. Anyway, rest assured that if you're a Kung Fu master and you get jumped in a dark alley by 20 guys, or if you decide to have dinner down at the old We Hate Kung Fu Bar and Grill, and the whole crowd turns on you, they either can or can't all attack you at once, and you can very effectively half the damage of their attacks, either always or one time when one guy punches you and the rest of the time you're fucked, depending on how you read the rules as described in the glossary. But you know what? Those guys are mooks. You can probably take them. It's going to be fine. And look, I think we can all agree at this point that it would be much more pleasant to simply be kicked in the head a few times than have to coherently articulate how these rules work. So you might just tell the GM, you know what? He gets me. He just kicks me right in the nose. It's fine. Let's just not talk about it. Where it really matters is when it comes to a high stakes attack. A big, big move, and you gotta roll with that move. Something you gotta roll a crit for, like a knockout punch or a death blow. Now, if you were to go looking about details about how to roll with punch, with a death blow, or with a knockout blow, you might be tempted to go look in the glossary under death blow or knockout punch or roll with punch. Unfortunately, there's nothing there to really guide you. However, if you were to refer to the basic overview of combat, you would find this weird little parenthetical paragraph about what happens if you roll with a knockout or death blow attack. Just by the by, this is the place in the manuscript where the author's mind turned lovingly to death blows, and so he decided to go ahead and stick the rule in here. It turns out that if you successfully roll with a knockout punch, you take double damage but are not unconscious or stunned. Now this is pretty perplexing because knockout punches don't do double damage. But apparently if you try to roll and don't get it right, you can make things a whole lot worse. So this is something you're going to want to warn people about if you are, for example, a superhero who is also a boxer, like the Golden Age Adam, Al Pratt, or like Wildcat. You're going to want to let people know, hey buddy, let it happen. Don't try to roll with this punch. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be merciful and uphold the superhero code. But look, if you try to zig when you should have zagged, things are going to go wrong. Because, I mean, you could end up killing someone. Let's say you're up against a dude who's got, like, he's first level, just a absolute rookie, doesn't know anything about fighting, just somebody who made bad life choices, now he's robbing a bank. He's got, like, 13 hit points. He's got, like, 10 SDC. Meanwhile, you're this badass martial arts trained boxer. You're throwing around power punches at people, doing, like, 1d10 damage. Like all right thinking people, you've got the boxing skill. And so you've had some bonuses to your strength. You got a nice hefty +4 to damage, like Bruno in the combat example. So you go up to this hapless goon and you pop him with a power punch. And you call it, right? Like, knockout punch. It's going to do no damage if I don't get my natural 20, but I'm hoping for that natural 20 because if I get it, then he's going to be knocked out and I'm not going to have to, you know, do a protracted beatdown of this poor kid. So huzzah, you hit it, natural 20. And then you roll damage. You roll a 10. +4, 14, not bad. But this kid, this meaty buffoon, this sweet summer sausage, he decides he's going to roll with the punch. Terror blossoms in your eyes. And so instead of being knocked unconscious, he takes double damage. Double 14 is 28. That's more hit points in SDC than he has. He is dead. You have killed a boy. The moral of the story is just because you can always roll with punch, maybe, doesn't mean you always should roll with punch. On the other hand, you don't want to warn your opponent about the negative consequences of rolling with punch if you're out there using death blows. As we've discussed in the past, a death blow is a terribly suboptimal attack that requires you to call and hit a natural 20 in order to do double damage direct to hit points. That's a ton of damage, but not really useful as anything other than a Hail Mary. If you're going to do death blows, though, especially at high levels of play, you might want to go ahead and let the roll with punch play out. Because the rules on this page inform us that if you successfully roll with a death blow, instead of doing double damage direct to hit points, it reduces the target's remaining SDC and hit points by half. Not that the attack does half damage, mind you, but it cuts the opponent's remaining HP and SDC in half. Just like one of those demi attacks from Final Fantasy. Now, first of all, having half your SDC wiped out is some pretty bad mojo. Like, you're lucky to hit one death blow. Your chances of hitting another death blow so you can stack on more hit point damage is not high. So taking out half of somebody's SDC might actually be a lot better, because that's probably what you're going to be chipping away at for the rest of the fight. Secondly, though, against an opponent with lots of hit points that you haven't cracked yet, reducing them by half might actually do more damage than inflicting double damage to their hit points. So it's mechanically good. Now, don't try to pin me down about the fictional reality of what's happening here, because you'll recall that a death blow is a blow where you punch somebody in the chest and stop their heart. So when somebody sees that coming and then they try to like twist out of the way, but it doesn't quite work, and then it absolutely fucking ravages their whole body, like reducing somebody's SDC by half. Remember that SDC represents like the toughness of a boxer. So you're talking about like conditioning, muscle, bulky, brawny, other paper towel words, real tough stuff. This is a lifetime of conditioning. And a punch to the chest that stops your heart is one thing. I can understand that taking a boxer down. A punch to the chest that doesn't quite connect to the heart, but then instead just sends it like a ripple of ripped muscle through the whole body. It's like, ah, I shouldn't have rolled with that death blow. Ow. That is a little bit hard to imagine, but that is what happens. And so if you're using death blows, especially against high level people with lots of hit points, they may actually be in worse trouble if they roll with it than if they don't. In fact, there's a character like this who has all these hit points in the back of the book. A sumo wrestler with a ton of SDC and a ton of hit points. And just imagine the joy. Just imagine the exquisite delight of sending a death blow at a high-level sumo wrestler NPC and having the GM in an absent-minded moment decides to roll with punch. You're like, ah, you son of a bitch. And he successfully rolls with your death blow. And instead of his heart merely stopping and then he goes on to squash you like Yokozuna, your fist connects 2 inches to the left of the heart and an atomic chain reaction of pain ripples through his fat. This 60 SDC combat monster is just reduced to a heap before you because you've found his secret fat body deflation point, apparently. Rolling with punch is one of the 5 fundamental combat actions in this game, part of the basic flowchart of combat, and fucking it up so badly that I have no idea when it can be done in combat, and it can actually make punches hurt more, it's pretty much the dumbest thing on this page. So much for the step-by-step instructions for combat. Next time we're going to be moving on to, as I mentioned before, the primary source of detailed combat rules in this game, which is the glossary, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.